Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is Mr. Candle speaking. I travel all over the world visiting boys and girls every evening, and I sit on their bedside table, a glowing candle, glowing beautiful candlelight into their faces as I talk with them about their life and their world. I was listening to three girls who were telling me all about their adventure that day. And Marcia and Ruth and Paula were so interested in the things that they did. And they were all 7 years old. Now, Marcia was sort of the speaker for the group, and she says, "You know, I think we had a great time today." And Ruth says, "What do you mean we had a great time? I thought it was a fantastic time. I like it, like it, like it, like it." And Paula says, "Oh, come on, Ruth, you get so excited." "Well, of course I get excited because I like it. It's fun. It's wonderful." All right. Now, all that we did was to take a walk down the street. "But, oh, boy, what a wonderful walk," Marcia said. "Yes, it was a wonderful walk. And we met lots of wonderful people." "Well, yes, that's true. That's true. But you know, those boys, they weren't very nice." "What do you mean the boys weren't very nice?" "No, the boys weren't very nice. They were looking at us and they were thinking to themselves, 'Oh, those silly girls.' Well, now, I don't think that they were thinking that." "Yeah, Paula, you're always thinking people think nice things." "Well, that's true, and they do. But, yeah, I kind of think those boys were kind of fun. They'd been nice to play with." "Oh, we don't play with boys. I don't think that boys are nice. I don't, "But, you know, Ruth, if you would start liking the boys..." "Now, just a minute. Paula, I have three brothers, and I know what boys are like. And my three brothers are something else again." "Yes, that may be so. You have three brothers, but I don't have any brothers." "That's right, Paul, you haven't any brothers. But what do you do about it?" "Well, I just enjoy boys wherever I see them." "Well, why do you enjoy boys?" "Well, now, just watch. Just watch. Did you see me as the boys were skating by on their skateboard?" "Yeah." "What did I do?" "You got out of the way so they could go by. And then you waved at them. And you smiled at them. And what did they do back to me, Ruth?" "Well, they waved and smiled at you and they said, 'Hi, Paula, how you doing?'" "Yes, they did, didn't they? Well, now, isn't that a nice way to go through life, having the boys wave at you and say, 'Hi, Paula, how you doing?'" "But my name is Ruth." "Yeah, I know, Ruth, I know. But isn't it nice to have people wave at you and smile at you as they go by?" "Yeah." Marcia said, "Well, I wave and I smile at everybody." "Yeah, Marcia, you're just a big old something. You always do that. You wave and smile at everybody, and you get everybody to wave and smile at you, and you're just so special." "Well, Ruth and Paula, what's the matter? Did I do something wrong?" "No, Marcia. It just comes so natural for you. It just comes so natural for you to be so loving and so going out, you know. You're a neat girl, Ruth. You're a neat girl, Marcia. Yes, Ruth, that's right. I'm a neat girl. But I like me. But Ruth and Paula, I like you too. You know, Ruth, you're a very gentle girl. You're a very loving and sensitive girl. You make everyone feel so good when they're around you. Come on, Marcia." "No, really." "And Paula, you say the nicest things all the time. And whenever there's somebody that doesn't understand what goes on, you come in there and you say something nice to make everybody feel good. And every time there's something problem, it goes away because Paula, you say such nice things." "Well, oh, come on, come on." "Yeah, it is. My goodness. Well, thank you, Marcia. Thank you." And Paula sat down and she said, "I don't know. I would like to be like you, Marcia, but I don't know how." But Marcia said, "I'll show you how. Now, what I like to do is to look at happy shows on television. I like to look at happy people. I like to go around my neighborhood and smile at everybody, and they smile back at me and they say, 'Isn't that a nice little girl?' And I like them saying that about me." "Yeah, I know, Marcia. I know. I see you do that all the time." "Well, it works. All you have to do is go around smiling at the world, and the world smiles at you." "Well, if you had brothers like I did, you wouldn't smile so. But why don't you start smiling at the brothers that you have and watch what happens?" "Yeah? What'll happen?" "Well, for one thing, they'll stop being mean to you, because they merely want to get your attention." "Oh, come on, how do you know such smart stuff?" "Well, I've been through that. Anytime I don't have somebody like me that I'd like to have like me, I just get their attention, but not by throwing sticks at them. I get their attention by smiling at them and saying, 'Hi, how are you doing today? I like you. What is there something I can help you with? What are you working on?' You see, and when I offer my help and my attention, my goodness, everybody starts liking me. They say, 'Isn't Marcia a nice girl? Isn't Marcia a wonderful girl? Oh, it's so nice to have Marcia around here. Marcia is so thoughtful. Marcia, ooh-wee. Oh, Marcia, you pain my neck." "It's a pain in your neck, not a pain in your neck." "Yeah, don't correct me." "Yeah. Well, you know, I think that we're lucky to be the three girls that we are. You know, I think we're lucky that we are able to talk to each other like this, and we're able to grow up together, because each one of us have good ideas and good points, and then the others can take the good points from the others and learn and be even better. So then we're three times as good as if we were just one." "Oh, Marcia, where do you get these ideas?" "Well, I get them from my mommy. And my mommy, she is a smart lady. She tells me all these things, and she helps me to understand these things, and she makes me feel so good because mommy cares." "Well, my mommy cares too," Ruth said, "but my mommy just doesn't have time for me. She's so busy." "Well, then, why don't you go and offer her help? Why don't you go and do things to make her not so busy, like keep her room clean and put away your clothes and do little chores that you're able to do? You know, at 7 years old, we're not too little to do things. We can do a lot of wonderful things around the house." Paula said, I know that, but nobody's going to get me to do their work." "Oh, come on, Paula. The work in the family is not one person's job. It's everybody's. That's what my dad told me. He says, everybody pitches in and does. And it's not Jim's work or John's work or Marcia's work. It's all of our work. We all work together to make our house a nice place to live. And if it's John's turn to vacuum and he doesn't vacuum, then Marcia, you vacuum. And if it's somebody else's turn to do anything, then and they don't do it, then you do it. And don't say it's not my turn, it's their turn. You just go do it. And before you know it, you find everybody will just love you to pieces because you care about your home, you care about your house, and you care about each other. Because this is what life is all about, caring. Oh, Marcia, you got a good dad. You have a wise father, and you're very fortunate." "That's true, Ruth. That's true, Paula. I do have a wonderful dad and a wonderful mom. But you know, Ruth and Paula, I've met your mom and dad, and they're pretty wonderful too, if you let them be. And if you will be helpful to them, instead of thinking that it's somebody else's job, just be helpful. You'll find that your mom and dad are just as wonderful as mine, and maybe even more wonderful in different ways. Because I like your moms and dads. They're great. And I'm so glad that we live close together so we can be the great friends that we are. Time to go home for supper now. So the girls went home for supper. They had a wonderful day, a wonderful time. And after supper, they got ready for bed. And I was sitting on the bedside table there, and I said, "Time for bed now. I see the Mr. Sandman's coming near the door. Time to get into bed. Give your mommy and daddy a big hug and say, 'I love you.' And hug your teddy bear. Slip under the covers and have happy dreams. And know that I love you, and I'll be back another time to tell you how much I love you. I love you. I love you.